Welcome to the Love Apart Movement Radio Show.
Radio.
Welcome to the Love Apart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to give you the Tuesday Tip. This is episode number 27 of the Tuesday Tip, and I am super excited that you have called in today to listen to this tip. Today's tip is reading, the acronym reading. The R stands for read. I challenge you to every week read one book. It's so super important that you do that and just expand your mind with everything that you know and just increase your learning and everything that you can offer to the world. When you read, you are truly expanding and just becoming a better person. So that's the R. The E stands for envision. I want you to envision a life that you don't have right now, but you know is coming, that you know that you can be so successful at, and you know that you can conquer the world if you just have this particular thing maybe happen in your life or particular life just show up for you. And one of the things that's going to help that happen for you is you have got to envision it every day. I've really been through some major changes in the last couple of months, and I've really seen now that envisioning and getting back to that goal poster, goal book is so super important. So I just encourage you to do the same thing as well. Definitely, I want you to be envisioning what you want. The A stands for attitude. So important that you have a great attitude at all times. I tell you, one of the best things that has ever happened to me has been that my attitude has been just much better than it's ever been before. And I think that's because I truly believe that the future is going to be bright. I truly believe that the future can be better than we've ever seen it be before. But that just comes with a really, which is the next letter, decide. That comes with a decision, you guys. You have to decide that things are going to be great. You have to decide that things are going to be well worth your time and effort and well worth everything that you can possibly imagine. So I just encourage you to just have a great attitude and know that things are much better than you can ever imagine. With that being said, the I stands for increase. Increase your activities. So important that you just decide that you're going to increase your activities more than anything else. And when you increase your activities, you're not just totally waiting on what, you know, what can happen in the future or whatnot. You're making things happen. You are truly being about the person, being about those things that are good and great for your life. And that's what I want for you. I want for you to know without a shadow of a doubt that good things are coming your way. Good things are in store for you. And they are in store for you because you're working towards them and you're doing what you need to do. So when we do that, we can rest assured that good things are happening and will happen for us. So with that in mind, just increase your activity. Just do more than you've ever done before. Just know that when you do more, you'll become more, and more will show up in your life, not by accident, but truly on purpose. The N stands for never, and I want you to never give up your dream. I know sometimes it can get really difficult when we see the dream and we think, oh, my goodness, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that, whatever. I know that can be difficult. I really do. I know that sometimes we don't know how things are going to go from day to day, and we just sometimes don't have the belief, I think. So I know that you sometimes want to give up. You really do. So with that being said, I just want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that all things are possible. And just believe that with your whole heart. Just believe that, you know, things can happen for you that are great, that are honest, that are, you know, definitely things that can change your life, indeed, indeed. And with the G, I want you to learn to give to others. I used to say always give from your overflow, but I'm going to change that up a little bit now because I truly believe we need to give even when we're in need. Sometimes that's the beauty right there. is when we give when we're in need. When we're in need sometimes, guess what happens? We just sit back and we just think, oh, my goodness, how can this get any better? I want you to just believe that it will. I want you to just believe that all things are great and all things will come together for you. So when you believe that, you start to operate a little bit differently. You start to operate like, oh, my goodness, okay, this can work out for me. You know, and you just start to really believe that thing and really know that, okay, this is something that can really happen for me if I choose to believe it. And you see, once again, I'm all about you've got to choose to believe it. I just truly believe that things come in our way for a season, reason, or a lifetime, you know? And many times we don't allow those things to just really fill us up, you know? And we don't allow those things to really put us in a good place, but it really should. Sometimes we've just got to be in a good place about things, whether they are good or bad, and just know that, hey, this is for our learning. This is for us to get something out of it. This is something that can change our life, needless to say. And everything that happens bad isn't bad for us. So I just want to encourage you today to never, ever give up and to make sure that you give to others even when you don't think that you can. Because I think that's truly where the blessing will come in, is when you start to give to others, even when you don't think that you can, great things are going to start showing up, you know, and I truly believe that. So with that being said, this is the edition of today's Tuesday tip. I want you to be blessed and enjoy the rest of your week. Definitely the acronym for this week is reading, because I know reading is so important to leadership and so important to just developing your skills. So just read. The R stands for read more. I challenge you to read a book a week. The E stands for envision. Envision the perfect life. Perfect life may not ever show up, but at least you can get close to it. Have a better attitude, just a great attitude of belief. D, decide. Decide what you want in life. I, increase. Increase your learning. Increase just everything. Just everything in your life. Increase your activity. Increase everything. The N is for never give up. The N is for never give up. And the G is for give to others, even when you don't think that you can. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.